When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Yesterday morning I did see blossoms on the apple tree. I took a breath and thought, could it be, it's green up time. Then I began to look around, and in every field I found greens were pushing up through the ground for green up time. And sure enough the bluebells tinkled, April in the glen. And sure enough I fell in love with love again. Then I started feeling awful bright, had a thought that hit me right. I'll have my honey dance me tonight and have a time to welcome in the green up time.
Here's news, the greatest news that you ever heard. Here's news, a wonderful event has occurred.
Can't you see it everywhere?
Can't you see it everywhere?
Can't you smell it in the air?
Can't you smell it in the air?
Yesterday morning I did see blossoms on the apple tree. I took a breath and thought, could it be?
It's green up time. Then I began to look around, and in every field I found greens were a pushing through the ground for green up time.
And sure enough the bluebells tinkled, April in the glen. And sure enough I fell in love with love again. Then I started feeling awful bright, had a thought that hit me right. I'll have my honey dance me tonight and have a time to welcome in the green up time. To welcome in the green up time.
Green up time.
Green up time.
Oh, don't we all want to welcome in green up time? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Well, in the words of George Harrison, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter, and I think we're very much in the need of spring to see new green things sprout up, to have a change of seasons, to sort of resurrect the new year. So I think this is a new season, so this is a perfect show to celebrate the comeback trail, as I call it. I've always felt that I never wanted to do a show with songs with spring in them for an hour. So instead, we're going to take the concept of spring, the concept of renewal, the concept of resurrection, and look at people's careers that came back on the Broadway stage, because there's nothing short of winning an Oscar that really puts the focus on a performer or writer's comeback career than the Broadway stage. So let's go to the 1940s. I wanted to play a song called It's a Great Day Mañana from a show called Hold On to Your Hats, starring Al Jolson, who actually had a Broadway comeback in the 1940s, but turns out he never recorded it. So we're going to go sideways to a pal of his, Eddie Cantor. And Eddie Cantor was the great Broadway comedian of the 1920s, major film star in the 1930s, and he came back to do a Broadway musical in 1942 called Banjo Eyes, and it revitalized his career if it needed revitalizing. And here's the big song from that show, We're Having a Baby, with Eddie Cantor.
Say Sally.
Irwin. Darling, I didn't mean to call you home from the office, but there's something very important I must tell you.
What is it?
It's so hard to explain, darling, but Irwin, up until now, there's just been the two of us, and, well, now the two of us are going to be three.
You're taking in a boarder?
No, Irwin, you don't understand. We're expecting a visitor. We're going to have someone who looks just like you.
Oh, you're going to buy a Cocker Spaniel?
No, sweetheart. Pretty soon, you'll notice around the house, well, something new has been added. What I mean is, well, a little bundle of...
Oh, darling, a little bundle.
Yes, Irwin, that's it. Now you know.
At last, my laundry is back.
No, darling, we're having a baby.
A baby? Yes. Now I know. We've been married a year or more. It was a year worth living. Now we've got a thrill in store. Here's the news we're giving. We're having a baby, my baby and me. You'll read it in Winchell that we're adding a limb to our family tree. While pushing that carriage, how proud I will be. There's nothing like marriage. Ask your father and mother and they'll agree. I stayed home every night. Love was a game and I played it. Hello, Mom, what a fight. Gee, it was tough, but I made it. I'm thankful for Wheaties. They made a champion of me. We're having a baby, my baby and me.
You've made me so happy.
No trouble at all.
I'm proud of you, Pappy. I'm so glad you invited the stork to call.
There wasn't much to it.
You're just being shy.
No, honey, there wasn't much to it. Say, if Jessel can do it, so can I.
Thanks to you, life is bright. Why, you brought me joy beyond measure.
Oh, don't thank me.
No?
It's quite all right. Honestly, it was a pleasure.
Just think, it's my first one.
The next one's on me.
We're having a baby, my baby and me.
Another revival came from the world of songwriters, and it's not only performers who have come back, certainly great directors and songwriters and playwrights do, and Oscar Hammerstein had a kind of rough patch after the huge success of Showboat in 1927. He had a show called Music in the Air, which did all right, Very Warm for May, which did all right, but he wasn't happy in Hollywood in the 1930s, and he really needed a second chance, and that was given to him by composer Richard Rodgers on a little trifle called Oklahoma, which burst forth on the world in April of 1943. So here is Alfred Drake and Joan Roberts to sing one of the major Oscar Hammerstein comeback songs.
Why do they think up stories that link my name with yours?
Why do the neighbors gossip all day behind their doors?
I have a way to prove what they say is quite untrue. Here is the gist, a practical list of don'ts for you. Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't close.
too much. Don't look so vain with me. Don't stand in the rain with me. People will say we're in love. Don't take my arm too much. Don't keep your hand in mine. Your hand feels so grand in mine. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above. They'll see it's all right with me.
Now, at the beginning of today's program about comebacks, you heard Lotta Lenya, the muse and wife of Kurt Vile, singing a great song called Green Up Time from his musical with Alan Lerner, Love Life. And Lenya herself had a kind of rough and tumble career in a way when she came here with Vile in 1935. She had a huge success with Three Penny Opera off Broadway in the 1950s, and she would do various concerts. But a hit Broadway musical eluded her completely until 1966, when she played a wonderful supporting role in Hal Prince's production of Cabaret, set in the same 1920s Berlin milieu that she had escaped from with Kurt Vile. So here is Lotta Lenya's big comeback song from the 1966 musical Cabaret.
You say 50 marks, I say 100 marks. A difference of 50 marks, why should that stand in our way? As long as the room's to let, the 50 that I will get is 50 more than I had yesterday, yeah? When you're as old as I, is anyone as old as I? What difference does it make? An offer comes, you take. For the sun will arise and the moon will set, and you'll learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? When I was a girl, my summers were spent by the sea. So what? And I had a maid doing all the housework, not me. So what? Now I scrub up the floors and I wash down the walls and I empty the chamber pot. If it ended that way, then it ended that way. And I shrug and I say, so what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? When I had a man, my figure was stumpy and fat. So what? Through all of our years, he was so disappointed in that. So what? Now I have what he missed and my figure is trim, but he lies in a churchyard plot. If it wasn't to be that he ever would see the unconsidered me, so what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? So once I was rich, and now all my fortune is gone. So what? And love disappeared, and only the memory lives on. So what? If I've lived through all that, and I've lived through all that, 50 marks doesn't mean a lot. If I like that you're here, and I like that you're here, Happy New Year, my dear, so what? For For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you'll learn how to settle for what you'll get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares, so what? So who cares, so what? It all goes on. So who cares? Who cares? Who cares? So what?
Now, we think of Angela Lansbury as one of musical theater's preeminent performers. But it really wasn't until the late 30s and early 40s that she really made her Broadway musical debut. She had a good role in a flop Stephen Sondheim musical from 1963 called Anyone Can Whistle. And when they announced they were doing a musical version of Auntie Mame, she threw herself heart and soul into getting the title role. And the producers were extremely skeptical because she was not a big box office name back in 1966. But she was helped by Jerry Herman to secure the title role as Mame, and she made Broadway history. She won the Tony, and it's one of the great Cinderella comeback stories of all time for a woman in her early 40s, so God bless her. And here she is with her terrific 11 o'clock number from Mame, Angela Lansbury.
Always my big romance. Where's that boy with the bugle? And why did I ever buy him those damn long pants? Did he need a stronger hand? Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment when he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today? Were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man? Child. And there must have been a million things that my heart forgot to say. Would I think of one or two if he walked into my life today? Should I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame, I never really found the boy before I lost him. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd, all too lush and loud, and not enough of me? Though I'll ask myself my whole life long, what went wrong along the way? Would I make the same mistakes if he walked into my life today? If that boy with a bugle walked
aren't we glad that Angela Lansbury walked into the life of Broadway audiences in that comeback performance as Mame in 1967? Well, we're celebrating the season for renewal, things sprouting up again for a second time, resurrection, and we will look at the career of Lauren Bacall now. And of course, she was a great sultry Hollywood temptress in the 40s and 50s. But she found her way back to Broadway. She had been in some plays, but starring in a musical version of All About Eve. And she absolutely took the town and took the Tony and reinvented herself completely. So here is Lauren Bacall from Applause showing us that whatever else she may be, she is certainly alive.
I feel groggy and weary and tragic, punchy and bleary and fresh out of magic, but alive, but alive, but alive. I feel twitchy and bitchy and manic, calm and collected and choking with panic, but alive, but alive, but alive. I'm a thousand different people, every single one is real. I've a million different feelings, okay, but at least I feel. And I feel rotten, yet covered with roses, younger than springtime and older than Moses, frisky as a lamb,
la, la, la.
Lazy as a clown,
la, la, la.
Crazy, but I am alive. And I feel wicked and wacky and mellow, firm as Gibraltar and shaky as Jell-O, but alive, but alive, but alive. I feel half Tijuana, half Boston, partly Jane Fonda and partly Jane Austen, but alive. That's the thing, but alive. This kaleidoscope of feelings whirls around inside my brain. I admit I'm slightly cuckoo, but it's dull to be too sane. And I feel brilliant and brash and bombastic, limp as a puppet and simply fantastic, but alive, but alive, but alive.
She's here, my dear, can you believe it? She's here, oh God, I can't believe it. She's here, it's just too groovy to believe.
They might as well have been screaming, Lauren, Lauren Bacall, another great comeback on Broadway. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And today's episode, we're celebrating great comebacks of the Broadway stage to sort of usher in the season of renewal the springtime that we're all younger than, and we certainly can't wait to get started again. It's hard to think of Ethel Merman out of being. It's hard to think of Ethel Merman ever being out of favor long enough to need a comeback. But in 1966, she had done Annie Get Your Gun in a revival at New York State Theater, and she had one last Broadway role, which many of you may not know. That the score for Hello, Dolly was written for her by Jerry Herman, and for whatever reason, she turned it down in the 60s. But towards the end of the long run of that show, she went in and played Dolly, and she sang two new songs written for her by Jerry Herman. So not only was it a comeback for her, it was a chance to hear two great new songs. Here's one of them. I think Jerry Herman's at the piano, but it's certainly beautifully and touchingly performed by Ethel Merman, having her own last fling, final comeback as Dolly Levi.
Love, look in my window. Love, knock on my door. It's years since you've called on me. How I would love hearing your laughter once more. So if you should ever be in the neighborhood, let's talk about old times. Love, pull up a chair. How I miss your friend. In my window, love, knock on my door. Oh, love, come in and stay a while. Oh, Ephraim, let me go. It's been long enough, Ephraim. Every evening for all these years, I've put out the cat, I've locked the door, I've even made myself a little rum toddy. And before I went to bed, I said a prayer, thanking God that I was independent, that no one else's life was mixed up with mine. But Ephraim, I need someone else's life mixed up with mine. So if you should ever be in the neighborhood, let's talk about old times. Love, pull up a chair. How I miss your friendly smile. Love, look in my window. Love, knock on my door. Oh, love, come in.
Ethel Merman from a last appearance in Hello, Dolly. Well, coming up, we have a comeback doubleheader, the return of a 1925 musical, No, No, Nanette, in a much-heralded and celebrated 1971 revival with Ruby Keeler, who hadn't appeared in a Broadway show in, I think, 4.5 decades, at the center. Here she is, taking a little one step.
One step, two step, three step,
come a little closer, please.
Hold me tight and give a little squeeze. Take a little one step, two step, three step, then
a little dip like this.
Here's a step you can't afford to miss.
And then you glide and you slide, keeping close to my side. Oh boy, let's go, boy.
That music's tickling every toe, boy.
Take a little kick, a wide and free step, then a little one step, two step, three step.
Every little step means I love you.
One show that took one step forward in its history is Leonard Bernstein's Candide. It was a big flop in 1956, and Harold Prince retooled the show for a wonderful 1974 production that I thought was unforgettable in the round. And because of that, I think it's now in practically every major repertory across the world. A great show, an amazing score. And here is Lewis Stadlin and Sam Freed from the 1974 Broadway comeback of Candide.
Ah, what exquisite beauty. Seldom have I seen a maiden who pleases me more.
But, sir...
My dear, you are bought.
I am?
And since I am in a bountiful mood, I will even grant you the honor of sharing my bed. My table tonight.
Tonight?
Poets have said, love is untying, my love. Don't be misled, they were all lying, my love. Love's on the wing, but now while he hovers, let us be lovers. One soon recovers, my love. Soon the fever's fled, for love's a transient blessing. Just a week in bed, and we'll be convalescing. Why talk of morals when springtime is flying? Why end in quarrels, reproaches, and sighing? Crying for love, my love.
I cannot entertain your shocking proposition. How could I regain my virginal condition? I am so pure that before you may bed me, you must assure me that first you will wed me. Wed me.
Well, again. Since you're so pure, I shall betroth you, my love. Though I feel sure I'll come to loathe you, my love, still for the thrill I'm perfectly willing. For if we must wed before we may bed, then come let us wed, my love.
Good.
sir. Please, sir. It was the slave captain, sir. A man of very special taste. Struck by my beauty, he insisted upon dressing me in his deceased wife's garments and molesting me.
Interesting. On second thought, perhaps. But I think not.
String him up!
Oh, no. String him up!
Excuse me, sir.
Now, what is it, Father Bernard?
If you have no further use for this innocent youth, he is of the type which would be most serviceable in our holy fraternity. I am in the position to offer a small sum.
Very well, he's yours. But no more favors for a month.
The Joint was jumping at the Long Acre Theater in 1978 when Ain't Misbehavin' appeared on the Broadway stage and gave a real comeback entree to the music of Thomas Fats Waller. Again, a great performer and composer whose music hadn't really been heard in decades on Broadway. Ain't Misbehavin' won the Tony and became one of the most successful Broadway musicals of its era. We're celebrating comebacks today. I think ever since she left for Hollywood in the early 60s to do Mary Poppins, Broadway had waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited for Julie Andrews to make a comeback on the Broadway stage. She was in a brief production of a Sondheim review called Putting It Together, but she returned in full throttle by staging a Broadway version of her successful movie Victor Victoria in 1995. So here's Julie Andrews, voted by WPPB listeners as the greatest star of all time on Broadway, to sing Le Jazz Hot.
Oh, baby, won't you play me Le Jazz Hot? Maybe, and don't ever let it. I tell your friend it's really something to hear. Oh, I can't sit still when there's that rhythm near me. Oh, so baby, the jazz hot may be what's holding my soul together. Don't know whether
hot.
Theater fans probably read an article this week in the New York Times that the beloved Elaine Stritch is going to retire from New York. Well, not retire. Move from New York to Michigan. That's where her family's from. Go figure. And she'd always been a major figure on Broadway in the 50s, 60s, capped with her performance in Company in 1970. But she played smaller parts and things for a while. And then she took Broadway by storm again at the end of the 90s with a one-woman show called At Liberty to remind us, if we needed reminding, that there was no one and there never will be anyone quite like her. So here she reprises a great song from the Noel Coward musical Sail Away, done in one of the most inimitable styles of all time, Elaine Stritch.
Travel, they say, improves the mind. An irritating platitude, which frankly entre-new, is very far from true. Personally, I have yet to find that longitude and latitude can educate those scores of monumental bores who travel in groups and herds and troops of various breeds and sexes till the whole world reels to shouts and squeals and the clicking of roly flexes. Why do the wrong people travel, 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 when the right people stay back home. What compulsion compels them, and who the hell tells them to drag their cans to Zanzibar instead of staying quietly in Omaha? The Taj Mahal and the Grand Canal and the sunny French Riviera would be less oppressed if the Middle West would settle for somewhere rather nearer. Please do not think that I criticize or cavil at a genuine urge to roam. But why, oh why, do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home and mind their business when the right people stay back home and eat hot donuts when the right people stay back home? I sometimes wonder why the right people stay back home. Just when you think romance is ripe, it rather sharply dawns on you that each new serenade is for the tourist trade. Any attractive native type who resolutely fawns on you will give as his address American Express. There isn't a rock between Bangkok and the beaches of Hispaniola that does not recoil from suntan oil and the gurgle of Coca-Cola. Why do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home? What explains this mass mania to leave Pennsylvania and clack around like flocks of geese, demanding dry martinis on the Isles of Greece? In the smallest streets where the gourmets meet, they invariably fetch up, and it's hard to make them accept a steak that isn't served rare and smeared with ketchup. Millions of tourists are churning up the gravel as they gaze at St. Peter's Dome. But why do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home with Cinerama? When the right people stay back home with all that Kleenex, when the bright people stay back home, I'm merely asking why the right people stay way back home. Peculiar obsessions inspire those processions of families from Houston, Texas, with all of those cameras around their necks. They will take a train or an aeroplane for an hour on the Costa Brava, and they'll see Pompeii on the only day when it's up to its ass in molten lava. It would take years to unravel every impulse that makes them want to roll. But why do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home with Yogi Berra? When the right people stay back home with Yvonne DiCarlo, right people stay back home. Won't someone tell me why the
Wow. Wouldn't you want to stay home with Elaine Stritch and have her sing to you all day? Okay, well, you'll get back to me on that one. One of the big comebacks from a composer point of view was Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks had had a big, big career in Hollywood in the 70s as a great funny man, director, star. And by the end of the 20th century, it wasn't looking too good. But he was unveiled upon to produce The Producers, write a score and a book for The Producers as a Broadway musical. And it gave him one of the biggest successes that anyone ever had. So, Mel, you deserve it. And the words of Katie Huffman, who plays Ula from the show, if you got it, baby, flaunt it.
When you got it, flaunt it. Step right up and strut your stuff. People tell you modesty's a virtue, but in the theater modesty can hurt you. When you got it, flaunt it. Show your assets, let them know you're proud. Your goodies you must push. Stick your chest and shake your tush. When you got it, shout it out loud. Now, Ula, dance. Oh. Oh. Got it, show it, put your hidden treasures on display. Violinists love to play an E string, but audiences really love a G string. When you got it, shout it, let the whole world hear what you're about. Oh, clothes may make a man, all a girl needs is a tan. When you got it, let it hang out. Remember when Ula danced?
Yeah.
Ula dance again! Oh. 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 Just a little girl in Sweden. My thoughtful mother gave me this advice. If nature blesses you from top to bottom, show that top to bottom, don't think twice. Now, Ula belt. Don't think twice. Then you gotta share it. Let the public feast upon your charm.
Folks, spring is finally here, as the song goes, and we've been celebrating comebacks, so let's have Sammy Davis take us out with the greatest comeback song of all time.
For you folks at home who might listen to this record eventually, I would like to say that this is a very special night for me, and there have been a couple of special nights because this record is being recorded at around about, well, as I look at my watch now, it is 5:15. In Las Vegas, it is still swinging. Everything is happening. And in the audience tonight is predominantly performers who have been nice enough to come into the Sands Hotel's Copa Room after their shows. And this is the kind of way that we can communicate with one another. and it makes it much easier for that communication if you have Buddy Rich at the drums, a marvelous band. So for the next 10 or 12 sides, just relax, sit down, and swing with us, if you will, because it's fun for me, and I hope it will be fun for those of you who listen. Any noises that come from the audience or any of the people or any side noises you might hear, know that they are not canned. They are live.
Go, George! That's Buddy Rich. Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please come back to me. On a mule in a jet, with your hair in a net, or a towel wringing wet, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn the highway to dust, break the law if you must. Move the world only just. Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. Yeah.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.